This morning we are celebrating All Saints, and that means that we're remembering those people who have gone before, some of whom we know and some of whom we don't know. There are also a lesson today from both Matthew and Luke. We read from Luke today. I'm going to read it again. Two accounts of the Beatitudes. So the Beatitudes are from the Sermon on the Mount, and we celebrate the All Saints Sunday, remembering that we are blessed by God as baptized children of God, experiencing the grace of God. And so I would like to tell you this morning, some of you don't know me very well, but here's a good way to remember me. My mother's name was Beata, from the Beatitudes. And so I'm remembering Mom today. She passed away in 1986 and had cancer, and she was divorced from my dad, and they were reconciled. And she had on the kitchen sink, from as long as I could remember, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." And then she would often say, "Only by the grace of God go I." She was a woman who had experienced mental illness, divorce, and she recovered at the end of her life and was reconciled with my father. And so from her, from that saint, Beata, I've learned grace. And so I would like to read to you this morning. One of my favorite writers is Eugene Peterson, from The Message. How many of you know about The Message? It's a translation of the gospel. And I have to read this because it's a new twist. Actually, if I only read this from Eugene Peterson, I would have preached a sermon. So you'll get two sermons today, one from Eugene Peterson and one from Richard. So he says, "You are blessed when you've lost it all. God's kingdom is there for the finding. You're blessed when you're ravenously hungry. Then you're ready for the messianic meal, Holy Communion. Then you're blessed when your tears flow freely. Joy comes in the morning. Count yourself blessed every time someone cuts you down or throws you out, every time someone smears or blackens your name to discredit me. What it means is that truth is too close for comfort, and that person is uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Skip like a lamb if you like, for even though they don't like it, I do, and heaven applauds. For even though they don't like it, I do. And know that you are in good company. My preachers and witnesses have always been treated like this. But there's trouble ahead if you think you've made it. What you have is all you'll get. And there's trouble ahead if you're satisfied with yourself. Yourself will not satisfy you for very long. And it's trouble ahead if you think life's all fun and games. There's suffering to be met. And you're going to meet it. There's trouble ahead when you only live for the approval of others, saying what flatters them, doing what indulges them. Popularity contests are not truth contests. Look at how many scoundrel preachers were approved by our ancestors. Your task is to be true, not popular. To you who are ready for the truth, I say this. Love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with energies of prayer for that person. If someone slaps you in the face, stand there and take it. Someone grabs your shirt, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. Someone takes unfair advantage of you, use that occasion to practice a servant life. No more tit-for-tat stuff. Live generously. Here's the simple rule of thumb for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. So I'm going to tell you about some saints. Saint Marcus, Saint Randy, Saint Shirley, Saint Bob, Saint Eleanor. They have something in common with us. They're all living. So I met a fellow named Marcus, St. Marcus, in my mind. He was 14 years old when I met him. And his mother said, "You have to leave now. You can't come back.
because she, backstory, she met a new boyfriend, and the boyfriend said, you, but not him. So Marcus was on the streets in Duluth, Minnesota in January with his bicycle and backpack. Mom said, go. So he was on the streets for 3 days until the police picked him up and brought him to Lutheran Social Service. Spent the next 5 years at Lutheran Social Service at Renaissance House with other homeless youth. This kid was a good kid. I sat with him at Sammy's Pizza in Duluth and saw his art and his poetry, and I heard about how he was really sad to lose his mom. But she wouldn't have him back. He didn't falter. He said, I'm going to make it on my own. Today, he's a student at the University of Minnesota Duluth in engineering. Got his own car in his own apartment. Hasn't seen his mom since she left him. But he's got friends, and he calls Renaissance House Lutheran Social Services family. There was nothing in the way for men, for Marcus, to love other people and to not feel spiteful. And that's who he is. So I'd say even at age 21, he's one of my saints. We could be poor in material goods, we could be poor in spirit. But he was one of those guys who was sort of empty of any guile. He had no guile. He had a pure heart. Where did he get that? You know, it's just simply a gift from God that he can carry on in his life without any failure. I would adopt that kid. So I worked with Lutheran Social Service for 8 years, and Mark Peterson was our CEO when I first, and he said this in every single speech he gave. He was preaching or speaking, he would say, from John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son for him and for me. And from that he said, you know, God is love, and God is the source of all love. Every bit of love that we experience in any way of life is God's love. It comes from God. And then he said, God loves everyone that was created, that was ever created. God loves people, the people that he created, without exception, no conditions, no pity. God loves. And then God yearns for us to love and serve our neighbor. Then Mark would say, you got that, you got Christianity. You know, that's it. God so loved the world that he gave his only son for us, dying for us, to forgive us of our sins and give us the grace to serve our neighbor. So then there's Saint Randy, another one of those living saints. Randy is one of these guys who is a playwright and a writer, and he's been writing his whole life, but he has lupus. And he has congestive heart failure. And he's 60 years old. And he might have one good day out of every 7 days. I talk to him almost every day. He's up in Minnesota. He suffers. And he is like looking for that bright spot in his day. And he will say to me, just like my mom, but for the grace of God, go on. It's simply by grace that I can make it through this day. Some days he can't get out of bed. Most of the time, he's sick. He would tell me that God is the one who sustains him. The grace that he comes into his life through other people, through the reading of the Word, the grace that comes to him sustains him. So Randy is one of those teachers in my life who says, it is about sustaining yourself, knowing that God is the source of all love, and God is the source of the grace that will sustain us through anything. So we could say some people who have been sick and know how to love their neighbor out of their illness are those saints. Then I've got a friend named Shirley, Saint Shirley. She's also still there. Shirley's 94 years old. And I've known her all my life. And she has a tumor the size of a baseball in her lung. And she's got congestive heart failure. And she's in hospice. And she just moved into hospice. And she's not long in this room. She loves it. Last time I saw her a few weeks ago, I said, so Shirley, what's this like for you? And she said, Richard, I got a job. I can still pray. You tell me who needs to be prayed for up in Spirit of the Desert. And you tell me every week, you call me and tell me who I should pray for. In these days in my life, in hospice, I know how to pray. And that's my job, St. Shirley. Faithful. Faithful from the time I knew her when I was 4 years old, faithful to this day, saying, God will give me the strength to pray for others. That's who I am as I'm done. Faithfulness. Faithfulness in prayer. Boy, that's a mystery to me. I am just overcome sometimes when I see the strength of people like Doreen and others who have gone before us. And some of those people that are living with us who point the way to us, to the light of Christ, pointing the way, it's a mystery. One of my favorite quotes, I'm going to read it to you, is from an Orthodox priest named Calistos Ware about mystery. He says, it's not the task of Christianity to provide easy answers to every question, but to make us progressively aware of the mystery. God is not so much the object of our knowledge as the cause of our wonder. Let me read it again. It's not the task of Christianity to provide easy answers to every question, but to make us progressively aware of the mystery. God is not so much the object of our knowledge, but the cause of our wonder. God so loved the world that he gave his only son to die for us on the cross, that we might live. That's called the divine mystery. How do you figure that out? You don't figure it out. You just take it in and knowing that it was for you. God did this for you. Loving the world through the death of his own son. I've come to think that the saints, you think about sainthood, saints are those people that let the light of Christ shine through them. They've experienced this mystery and say, I want you to have what I've got. They let the light of Christ shine through them in such a way that you experience the grace of God just by meeting it and being in their presence. We often know the grace of God through others. Saints are the people that the light shines through. Here's another saint, Saint Eleanor. Eleanor is still living. And a few years ago, she had a massive stroke. And I was with her the day after she woke up from the stroke in the hospital. Eleanor was in a coma and then woke up gradually. And as she was doing that, she was hanging on to John's hand. And as she opened her eyes, she said, John, have we thanked all of these generous people? That was her first thought coming out of her coma. Have we thanked them for what they've done for me? Talking about the nurses and the doctors and the others in the room who were waiting for her to wake up. John, have we thanked these generous people? And that's who Eleanor is. That's who I've known Eleanor to be for the last 25 years that I've known her. Gracious, generous, giving of herself, taking people into her home, adopting kids, adopting refugees, always doing for others, and never focused on herself very much. How do we thank these generous people? Gospel says, blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are you who hunger and thirst, who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are those who weep. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek and the peacemakers. Everyday folks experiencing abandonment like Marcus, experiencing ill health like St. Randy, experiencing the stroke that Eleanor experienced, or the tumor in the blood that saints have suffered. And we too don't have an easy road. So we learn from each other to weep for those who have lost, for the difficulties that we'll face in life. Every one of us is the same. to our baptism. Baptized child of God. You're a saint too. Experiencing the love and grace of God from your birth and from your baptism. Jesus is there with you daily to help you serve your neighbor. And it's in serving your neighbor, as St. Paul said, that we experience the grace of God. God claims us in our baptism to let the light of Christ shine through us. We then allow the light of Christ to shine. I know some more saints, and they don't always look the same. Some of them are very different than me. Some of them don't believe the way I do. But these saints that I'm thinking about right now know how to give. They know how to give. And they know how to serve. And they're not necessarily poor. They might be rich. They may be laughing. They may be weeping. They might be hungry. They might be full. But those people that I think of as saints are those who are there for others in the when the others have needs. And those are the folks that have always pointed me to God. Those who think about me and say, Richard, how are you doing? Mark, how are you doing? And are ready to step in and help and serve. Those are the saints that have pointed me to God. And those are the saints that we're remembering today as we think. One more saint, Saint Bob. Bob was a curmudgeon. Some of you know that I was a financial planner. And so in my financial planning, I met all kinds of people, hundreds of people. And I met Bob, and he was truly a curmudgeon. So I took him to the attorney once to do his will and his trust. And in that conversation, I asked him, so is there anything here for charity? And he said, as long as I'm living and as long as my wife is living, we're the charity. As long as my kids are living, they're the charity. And after that, pardon my language, but this is what he said, I don't get it yet. After that, I don't get it. So I said, well, you know, you're all going to go, and then there's going to be a few million dollars left over. So after your family's gone, wouldn't you like to leave a testamentary trust for charity? Oh, okay. A year later, Bob had a heart attack. He was transformed because he was supposed to lose his life. But because of the surgeons and the people helping him, he lived. And he just completely changed in his attitude. He became a really, really generous guy. And he was no longer a curmudgeon. Saints, like you and me, experience transformation. And that's not what we do. It is absolutely the grace of God that flows in through the Holy Spirit to change us and to make us new. We can pray for that every day. We can be praying for one another. We can pray for our own transformation. Transformation, you see, it happens because of the Holy Spirit and the presence of Jesus Christ in the world. And it is a mystery. I never experienced St. Bob. Become St. Paul. Whether we experience tragedy or joy, hardship, the saints are the ones who, through the grace of God, know how to live through it. And we're here to teach each other, that can help each other live through it. You know a lot more saints than I do. Some of them are famous ones. Some of them we even honor publicly. But I think the saints are those people sitting right here in the pew this morning who are willing and able to serve their neighbor through the grace of God. These saints are those who provide space for God to give work and work. Would you pray with us? Our gracious God, you have bound us together in one communion. As we share the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to give us the grace to follow as saints, so that we too will shine with the light of Christ for the sake of our neighbors. Amen.